All right, welcome back. Welcome me back. I am back in the U.S. of A. I am out of Canada. Fugitive from the law. I is. Oh, God, I fucking hate traveling. I really don't like it. These long trips, I mean, I don't mind a little quick puddle jumper flight, maybe down to Texas or something, a couple hours. But I have been traveling for it's 2:30 our time. And I've been up, I woke up, because Newfoundland time's fucking weird. It's like 3.5 hours ahead of where I am right now. I got up at 2:30. That means I got up at 11 yesterday, 11 p.m. And I have basically been awake since. I got another good story, but I'm going to hold it till the end. So you bastards have to listen to the whole fucking thing. If you want to hear about how stupid I am, you have to listen to the whole fucking podcast. Or push the 30-second button forward a million fucking times, okay? Either way, I don't give a fuck. You do you. Oh, God, what a trip. What a trip. It was fun. I'm just gonna start off on day one. I literally put down some shit. I was like taking notes of things that I thought were funny. and really they weren't that funny. I just found, you know, this was a different kind of trip. This was a lodge hunt. So I was staying, and I mean, for where we were in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, the closest town is like a gas station. And this place, I think I talked a little bit about this on the last podcast, but whatever. The lodge is just out in the sticks. It's built right on a nice scenic lake. And it is not, it's fancy. It's pretty nice. They do like fishing trips in the summer. They do, and then this time of year, they do moose, caribou, black bear, and I think they're almost even like an inn, or, you know, like a hotel. So I think you can just book rooms there. So it was nice. It was a really fun hunt, a little different than, you know, what I'm used to. Not that I don't fucking stay at a lodge, but it's usually like a goddamn trailer house or something, you know. Which I don't mind at all. Like, fuck. It don't have to be fancy. But this one was. And there was a lot of hunters. If I had to pick one downfall to the week, I would say it was that there was quite a few hunters in camp. I mean, they had a remote camp, and then they had their lodge. Where I was, I'm certain there was at least 14 or 15 people hunting out of the lodge. All rifle hunters. Mostly going for moose, though. There was another, like, 4 guys hunting caribou with rifles. And then I think the remote camp had 4 or 5. So there was a good 18 to 20 people. No doubt. And they were putting some moose on the ground. To be honest, I was pretty surprised. I was fairly surprised at how many they had shot. And honestly, none of them were giants, but there was a couple of decent bulls, it sounded like, from, you know, what the quality, or to say quality, but like what the trophy potential of the area was. There was a couple of decent bulls shot. A couple of cows, some other shit, and I don't know, the guides were saying that this was the worst rut they've ever seen, and most I hope none of these guys listen to this podcast. I don't dare fucking tell anybody that I have a podcast, because who fucking cares, for one. And two, because they're going to be offended by me just talking shit. But I'm really not. Anything that I say that I think is funny is just, they were probably talking about the fat Nebraskan that ate 18 fucking cookies every night. Because I did. That's true. That's a true story. But yeah, most of the guides were pretty old. My guide, I don't know how old he was. I hit the jackpot though with mine. There was a couple of, sounded like there was a couple boys that maybe their guide was probably on his last season, or should have been on his last season maybe a couple years ago. Wasn't too gung-ho about getting his client a moose. Now, who knows? You know, people, that's the one thing that when you're at a hunting camp, you get to people watch, and you get to see all walks of people, and so you get to experience some of the, and most of these guys are from the Eastern Coast that go up there. Obviously, they're kind of, you know, well, actually, there was some other people from Nebraska there, but most of the people were from the Eastern Coast. And whitetail hunters, you know. So I got to, like, I would bring something up or talk about some kind of gear, and they'd be like, "What the hell is that? Does Lone Wolf make that?" But no, they were actually, they were a good group of dudes. I don't know. People always ask me, like, "How do you go on these hunts by yourself? Is it even fun?" And to be honest, I'm not there to have fun. That sounds terrible. I always have fun, but it's always my kind of fun. Like, I don't, I'm there to kill an animal. I'm there to achieve a goal. I'm there to get an adrenaline rush. I'm there to see, you know, in this case, a new species. Lucky number 16. Yeah. God, don't you just hate me? I kind of hate me sometimes. Yeah, so that's what I'm there for. I'm not really, it doesn't really bother me. And most times you go to somewhere and you end up just with your guide. And I've been super lucky. Fuck, most of the guides end up being friends. I still talk to them a bunch. But old Clarence, he even had an old person's name. He was good shit. He was very good shit. And tall, lanky guy. Just a goer, you know, just no worries. Super, you know, super good dude. We had a real good time. Of course, the age thing was it's always a little bit odd, you know, awkward when you're not, you know, within like 30 years in age. But anyway, it all worked out. But yeah, I got a good guide. I know, just tell the fucking story, we don't care. Okay. So I guess what I was talking about is when we got there, you know, I guess what I was talking about is people watching at camp. Let me just finish this, and then I'll move on to the story. You guys want a longer podcast than like 20 minutes, don't ya? I hear cheers. That's what I hear. I heard you guys cheering in the background. That's what I think. But I know one of the guys, he ended up becoming like one of the guys that I ate supper with. Super nice. Like, he was one of the people that I probably talked to the most. But I was sitting in this fucking, they pick you up in one of those like vans that hotels use for shuttles, like a shuttle van. Real tall top. They pick you up in that. There was 10 of us hunters on that, in it. Thank God I didn't get the front seat, which actually worked out, because I couldn't understand a fucking word that I was sitting in the next seat back, and old Randy was talking to the guy in the front seat. I could not, I mean, I picked out a couple of words. if you've never been to Newfoundland, they have a special kind of talk. It is so fucking hard to understand. I think I did a few jokes on it that were pretty piss poor last week, but I'm not, that's no joke, no shit. It is hard to understand. But I get car sick, especially in something like that. And it was a 4.5 hour ride back to the lodge. Oh, I felt bad for the guys in the way back. Of course, they were just yakking it up and having a ball. The whole crew was actually pretty cool. We all ended up getting to know each other. We got to camp that first night, and there was a crew of dudes already there, and I didn't know who to sit with, so I ended up sitting at the table with those guys. And I thought that guy was going to be a giant dick too. He was, they're sitting there, and one of the guys from our that came in with us gets up and heads over to the, they had like this big table sitting off to the side, had a bunch of booze on it and drinks and stuff, pops and whatever and water. And he's walking over there, and the lady's like, "You need something?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna make me a whiskey." And they're like, "Oh, well, that's not ours. That's these guys's." And he's like, "Oh, sorry. You know, it's an honest mistake. You know, like, I don't know." But the one guy at the head of the table is like, he's doing that thing where he's like, he's like, "Well, you can, he goes, "Well, yeah, it's ours, but yeah, you know, you can have one." And then under, like, real low, he gets like real low, cross-armed. He's like, I don't know what this fucking guy is. "You can have one, I guess. Yeah, fucking," you know, like, he didn't use the cuss words, but he was like mumbling, like making fun of him for, so I was like, "Oh, Jesus, this is gonna be a long fucking week." But ended up, those guys were cool too. I mean, I guarantee you, they were all like, "Look at this asshole, you know, fucking Nebraska douchebag, you know, out here by himself." I did have a few people make mention, because caribou costs more than moose. And of course, we get talk hunting, and then I said, maybe mentioned something about Alaska, or I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about, but I got the whole, "Oh, fucking, you hiring? What do you do for a living?" You know, that whole fucking number, which, whatever. I mean, the guys were good dudes. They don't know. They don't know that "must be nice" is fucking the most irritating thing on the planet, and I didn't tell them. But, I know, get on with the story. All right, well, let's go hunting. So that's what we did. The next day was the first day we got to hunt, Monday morning. Went out, and it was kind of pissing rain in the morning, a little windy. So we drove, honestly, we drove the highway looking at what, I think I did go over what a bog is last week, but if you didn't listen, we were checking bogs. Bogs are, in my opinion, like water that was covered by fucking tundra. You got to watch out for the dark holes. Those, you don't step in anything that looks like a puddle, or else you may go, fuck, you may go to China. I don't know. It's, my guide was super worried about it. He's like, "Don't step right there, don't step there." Okay, I got it, you know. I was like, "Dude, I'm rocking my Kenny Trex with my gaiters on. I'm solid. You don't gotta worry about me. You don't gotta worry about, I fucking walk on water with these things." He wasn't buying it. He wasn't buying it. But we went out, drove the highway. We ended up pulling off the road, and we glassed up. Fuck, he was only 100 yards off the road. A bull with the, it's funny because it actually ends up being the one I kill. Spoiler! So I glass him up. I say, "Oh, there's a big bull." Like, I don't fucking know. I don't know what a big bull looks like, you know. He looks good to me, you know. I mean, he's not a spike. I say, "There's a big bull in there." And he looks at me. He's like, "Ah." He goes, yeah, he's mature, but I think we can do better. He's like, yeah, he's okay. He's got weak tops, you know. He's a double shovel, got decent bez, but he's got weak tops, kind of. He's like, that's first day. I said, oh, that's cool. That's all right. I'm not much of a, not much for passing shit, but let's go check it out. You know, I mean, whatever. Actually, we ended up, I say all that. I say it like I passed him. Fuck. Now that I think about it, I was like, well, let's just go look at him. Let's just see how close we can get. Let's just see what these animals are all about, you know? Like, let's just go in there and pet him a little and see what he looks like up close, you know? And knowing full fucking well, if I got within 20 yards, I was going to shoot the son of a bitch. That's how I am. But we snuck over there, and he was preoccupied with his... Now, this is going to get confusing, because they called them does. I call them cows. They call them, the bulls are stags, and the cows are does. So if I say doe, I'm not a fucking moron. That's what they called them. But the does are kind of meandering out, and he was gathering them up, and he ended up out there like 75 yards and wasn't too in it. We actually had a small, little, young bull, like even one that I wouldn't shoot on the first day, like little Spiker come running over to us like, doot 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 doo. You know, like, hey, do you hey, you over there, you got any caribou pussy on ya? I think is what he was saying. He came to like, oh, he probably got to like 35 yards, looked at us, wandered back to his herd, or, well, close to him. That bigger bull, he was definitely a mature bull. He had a big old neck on him, big old fucking giant body. Just, he ran him off. And I was like, all right, let's go take a look. So the rest of that day was kind of basically the way we were hunting these things is we were driving roads, not the highway, not always, but we were driving roads, and then we would hike in to a, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's a turkey. I thought it was a dog. That actually made me kind of sad for a second. There's a dead dog in the middle of the road. That's funny. Oh, it's just a turkey. Who gives a shit? Yeah, so we'd hike in, or we would just get to the edge of these bogs, and then we'd hike till we could see the rest of them. And yeah, the first day, I mean, I don't, yeah, that day we didn't really see much. It was kind of a shitty day. The next day was Tuesday, and it was windy as fuck. It wasn't raining in the morning, but it was super windy, which I actually like. And I asked the guy, I was like, hey, is this like, are they hard to find in this? You know, he's like, the moose really are. But he said the caribou are just, they're where they are. They're either in the bog or they're not. They're not really, they don't really give a shit. So I was like, this is fucking perfect. If we can find one, this is stalkers 101. You know, this is perfect. So we went out, and we didn't find much in the morning. We just didn't find much. And we had a lunch with us, so we cruised and kept looking. Around midday, we found some caribou out, like, from a million miles away. We're on this old logging road, and the roads there are just miserable. They're potholed to fuck. I mean, I think our roads back home are pretty bad, but these are might even be worse. So, yeah, we're just cruising around these logging roads, and we're glassing some... They weren't really in the clear cut. I mean, they've got some areas that have been logged, but we didn't really find any in those. They really liked the bogs. They liked that swampy shit. And we found a bog a ways away. Saw some caribou on it. Thought we could see a rack, you know, and it was far enough away we couldn't really tell for sure anything. We drove clear around, come down this cut line where they got the... Oh my god, this is kind of funny. While we're out driving, so the Newfies, can I call you Newfies? Is there any? I know there's at least one guy. He's a Newfie, but he doesn't live there anymore, and I'm sure he's not gonna like that I called. He gives me a lot of shit. Good dude. Anyway, the Newfies are fucking hunting. They're road warriors. They're out there just piss pounding the road, and I mean you can tell. I bet you I saw 5 gut piles right next to the road, which it's fully legal as long as you're not in your vehicle, and I think you just have to step maybe just off the road. Like you have to have a, like it's like in football, you just got to have 1 foot out or 1 foot in, whatever, however you want to consider it. Fucking blaze them away. But these guys are just pounding the road, so we're seeing a bunch of them, but we're stopping and talking to a lot of them, and they're, since they're moose hunting, we're caribou hunting. It's hard for I guess it's a tough tag to draw as a resident, so it's not something they hunt very often. They don't give a shit, you know, it's just like cow moose, like, oh, you're hunting moose? Or you're hunting caribou? All right, you're not my competition. I've seen some over here, blah, 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 blah. So we kept trying that shit, but nobody was like, fuck, we ran into the game warden one day, and he was just like, nah, I ain't seen shit, man. I was like, God, nobody's seeing these things. What the hell? So I got a little, not worried, but I was like, fuck. So anyway, the reason I told you that story is we're cruising that morning, and we see this guy, and old Clarence kind of pulls off to the side, and he's looking, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and this guy's coming to him, and he's looking. They're looking at each other, looking right. I mean, they were eye contact all the way. Clarence is rolling his window down, and this guy just eyeballs him and just goes right by. I was like, oh my God. There's a little social awkwardness up there. You know, they don't get out much, and when they do, you know, they don't get out much. Let's just say that. And he probably just, I don't know. So anyway, get back to the story. So I can, God damn it. I hate that I say so much. Then I bring it up. Then I continue saying it. God damn it. I need to punch myself in the face every time I do it. You know? All right. So there I am. We get around on this thing. We walk into this bog, and it's giant, giant, giant area, open. And we don't really have them pinpointed. It's kind of hard to actually pinpoint these fuckers. There's not much in the bog to go off. It all looks kind of the same. But we end up finding them. They were bedded kind of out in the middle of it. And this was a bull that was a little smaller than the one I saw the day before. Weaker tops. I think he only had one shovel. I actually have a video of him, or a picture, or what, I don't know, both on my Instagram. I took it when we were, once we decided that we weren't going to stalk him. I actually passed that one. I said I'm not going to stalk in on it, and it wouldn't have been a great stalk. They were where they were bedded. I think I would have been, it would have been pretty wide open, so I just didn't even really want to try. I think at this point there'd been a couple of pretty good ones shot with rifles, and I was like, it's only second day, I got a few days, I keep trying. And Clarence was like, well, we're here, why don't we just walk towards them, because these things, they're not the smartest fucking animal I've ever chased, I'll be honest with you. Like, they're kind of like a mountain goat. I'm not saying a mountain goat is always stupid, but at a certain distance, they're just like kind of curious. Like, what the fuck are you? You know, they don't get hunted a ton. And I know there's some people that hunt. I mean, it's all about pressure. That's all it is. It's all about the pressure. And so we kind of walk towards them. And I know people have used, like, white flags to get him to come to him, and I've had people tell me, oh, wait, get ready to get run over, like, they're gonna come fucking try to eat you, you know, or We just kind of walked to him. He didn't let us get overly close. I mean, probably compound range, not that day. It was windy as fuck. He let us get to probably like 50 or 60 yards, and then they would move off. Honestly, if he'd have been by himself, he might have let us get closer, because it was the cows that were not having it. They were like, nope, and they'd run off. Then he'd go round them up and kind of bring them back. So, yeah, it's an animal that I can handle. It's one that I enjoy. Had there been more of them, it'd have been a perfect hunt for me. Actually, that's not true. We saw quite a few that night. We ended up finally finding, well, it was multiple herds in one area. It had to have been. I mean, there had to have been 100 of them. And he said they're migrating through this area. It's a giant, giant area, just a giant bog. Multiple bogs where you could see them. And it was like, I don't know, he thought it was like 4 miles away. I was thinking like probably like 2 or 3, but we still didn't have time to get on them that evening. But we're like, what are the odds that every one of them will be gone in the morning? There'll be some herds that might be spread out, but maybe they'll even get closer. All right, we got a good game plan. I felt good. I was like, yeah, there's definitely going to be a big dick in that group. I mean, 100 of them. I mean, obviously, there's multiple stags in there, but there had to have been a good one in there. So I was excited for Wednesday morning. We get up and go, and there ain't... we saw five. Five of them. And one decent bull. Probably actually a shade bigger than the one I killed. He was real nice on one side, and the other side was kind of... I'm acting like a fucking trophy hunter. The one side was kind of short, it seemed like, but it seemed like he was a pretty good bull. But he was kind of working his way. He was on the move, and when they're on the move, it's pretty hard to get in front of them, apparently. We tried to drive around. We found this just crazy trail that they've been using and got to where we thought was going to come through. Had to have been following this deal, and walked back to where we had seen him, and he wasn't on either side, and we could see for quite a way. So I have no idea what happened to that caribou. He disappeared. So I was kind of disappointed. I kind of let the air out of the old sails. I was like, God dang it. Like, there was 100 here, and now there's none. Like, where the fuck did they go? And obviously, there's a bunch of thick trees and shit on the edges of the bogs and in the bogs. I mean, there definitely could have been out there laying, but I was like, man, if there was 100... You know, how many different groups there are, wouldn't you think there'd be one or two of them spread out here? And I don't know anything about it, so we just were like, well, we're wasting time here. And we took off. That's when we seen the game warden, talked to him. Real nice guy. Got done with that. He checked my tags. Actually, my guy was, you want to check his tags? He's like, And at that point, he's like, fuck. Now I have to, because you asked. All right, so he takes my tags, checks them, all's good. We go down, now we're back on the highway. We just made this giant loop. We're back on the highway, kind of headed back towards the lodge. And we're going to check all that area that we checked the first day. And we haven't seen dick. There's nothing. Nothing in the bogs, nothing. God, you got to be shitting me. And we're driving along the highway, and all of a sudden, I look over just in these trees right off the highway. I'm like, holy shit, there they are, right there. And it ended up being that same herd. I call it a herd. Fuck, there's probably like 7 or 8 cows and that one bull. Same bull. And I said, he pulls over, we look at him, he's like, yeah, it's the same one. I said, you know what? They're in them trees. The wind's cutting sideways here. I'm going to go in there. I say, if I can get close enough, you know, I'll see what I feel like when I get in there. It's only day 3, but I only have 3 more days. So I go creeping in there. I wish I'd have had somebody with me filming, because it was so badass. I got right in on him. He's in there. They don't really, I wouldn't call it a grunt. Almost sounds like a fucking pig snort. Like it's fucking crazy. He's in there pushing them around, and I mean, shit, they're only like 10, 12 yards, 15, 20 yards. You know, they're all around me. Wind's good. I got grass in front of me, and I'm actually filming him. I couldn't really get him on film, but you can hear the audio. And he comes back, and I know he's coming down this trail. He goes by me at like 12 yards on this trail. I'm like, God damn, put your fucking phone away and get after it. You know, it's time to murder. Let's get serious. I shove my phone in my pocket. Luckily, he goes over and checks these over here. And the ones that were on my right, they stay where they are. And I know he's coming back down that same spot, right into this one opening. And as soon as he comes into that opening, I draw back and I fucking let him have it. It was one of them shots that you didn't even hear hit him. I mean, but I knew as soon as I watched the arrow go into his white, beautiful white hide, whatever you want to, oh fuck, he's dead. But I had to think about it for a little bit. I was like, man, did I just imagine that? Because I didn't hear it hit. You know, it just must have missed both ribs. And, of course, my adrenaline's fucking to the top level. Ears are blurring out. And so he takes off running. They all scatter. Now, granted, I am like 50 yards from the highway. Okay? Yeah, we were road hunting. Old road hunting Jake. That's what you guys are going to call me from now on. That's a terrible fucking name. You guys come up with something better. But they go towards the road, and I see the cows go up on the road, and they're looking back, not at me, but where I'm assuming he's standing. And then, you know, they do that old, like they're watching, and then all of a sudden they jump, take off, and leave. And I'm like, oh, he fell over. You know, he's down there. So I watch him for a little bit, watch the other ones cross. He never comes up. I go back, go back up on the road, and Clarence is walking to me, and he's like, did you shoot? I'm like, yeah, he's dead. He goes, oh, and he's kind of nervous. Like, oh, let's just walk. He's down the highway, and I bet he's in the ditch, you know, like, I don't know. He probably died 20 yards from the road. I know it's not a epic story. We didn't have to pack him fucking 9 miles. I didn't put him in my pack and walk across the bogs for a picture. No, I did not. We just gutted him right there, split him right in half. There's people stopping along the road, walking down. Hey, that's a nice caribou. You know, talking to him. And you know what's even funnier? Where we gutted him, 20 yards away, right next to a telephone pole, there was another moose gut pile. Road hunters. You gotta hate them, right? Fucking like crossbow hunters. That was pretty awesome. It was pretty cool. So, caribou's over. I don't think I even talked. I know I had alluded that I was going to hunt moose. Well, I'm a moron, and I fucking, when I set this up, I didn't communicate good enough to my guide. I just was going through the booking agency, which I love. Those guys are awesome. Boning Safari Consultants. They got me booked up. But he's like, yeah, dude, you can do a moose on a trophy fee. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, that's awesome. So I took money for that, you know, and I got there. This little old lady, the fucking lady that owns it is like 85. I mean, she's just this little spunky gal. She's super nice and running a hell of an outfit. Been doing it for fucking forever. She's like, I don't have no moose tags left. I wish I did. You know, you look like you can walk. I was like, no, not really. Anyways, I didn't have a moose tag. The moose saga continues. I wanted to get that fucking thing off my list, but it sounds like the moose hunting was pretty rough. It was a little warm, and they weren't having a ton of success. But she said, well, if you kill one, I do have some bear tags, and they were pretty cheap. Wasn't bad. So I was like, all right. Once I killed this one, I bought a bear tag, and they had a couple of baits set out. I set the first night. And that was Thursday night. Because we, by the time we took care of the caribou, got it back, did all the shit, it was late in the afternoon. I didn't get to hunt that night. The next night, I hunted, didn't see anything. Got up next morning, and they had baited, told us which ones were hitting. We went to a different one. It was even better, because the other one was like 27 yards to the bait, and this one was like 16, 17 yards. And they're all they are is, they're kind of cool. They're like a little tiny treehouse that's built like a foot off the ground. You're not really in a tree. They're kind of almost like a ground blind, but they just got some like sticks. I post a picture of it, like you fucking care. So I was sitting there reading my little book. It had gotten hot, so I wasn't super jacked up about it. It gotten a little hot. The bugs were out a little bit. I was not overly, you know, but I was like, I don't give a shit. You know, I've shot plenty of bears, whatever. And I just happened to look up. It's like a half hour before dark, and here's a bear standing there at the edge of the timber. And I was like, oh shit. So I got my, slowly got my shit. The wind is kind of squirrely in there, and he's just testing. Like, it's not directly to him, but it's swirled enough. He's nervous. He's a little nervous, but he doesn't know what's going on. It takes him like, I don't know, it felt like it took forever, but it probably only took him like 10, 15 minutes to get, to come in finally. And finally he was licking this, they put some shit on this one tree. He was licking it, and then he started going to the bait, and I had stood up, and as I started to draw, he looked at me, and he was kind of, not quartering too, but he had kind of bunched his right shoulder back a little bit. But at this point, I, as nervous as he was, I wasn't going to let him slide on that. You know, I was like, hey, you better, it's kind of now or never. So I came back and shot, and I was like, oh shit. You know, as soon as I hit him hard, whacked him, kind of knocked him over. So I knew I had hit something hard, but my thought was it was high, which I didn't like. He took off with the arrow sticking out of him, just fucking barreled through the brush, just trees breaking for, you know, that quick second, and then just nothing. But I've had that shit happen before, and then they take off walking. So I was like, all right, I'm going to sit here till dark. Had another 15 minutes or so. Sat there till dark, and no death moan. I was like, fuck. I go back, tell Clarence what happened. He's like, all right, well, we'll just come back in the morning. He didn't have a gun. They're not allowed to carry guns, even when they're bear hunting. As long as, if they don't have a tag, it's fucking dumb. Or at least that's what he told me. He didn't have a gun. We're like, we'll come back in the morning. It's going to be cold tonight. So we come back the next morning, and there's a little bit of blood, but not a crazy amount. And I played it over and over in my head all night. I was like, fuck. Did I hit him in the shoulder? I was like, I don't think so, but God, how did I hit him? What did I hit that was so hard, that was high, that wasn't his spine? You know what I mean? I was just like, what the fuck? But shit, he had only gone 50 yards, maybe 80 yards, I don't know. He didn't go far. We found him right away. We didn't even blood drill him. We just walked back in these pines, looked over, and there he was. So that was exciting. I was super glad, and I had hammered him. I did hit him a little high, but it turns out I was higher than him than I thought. Like, I was up higher, my downward angle. It had gone in just a little bit high, pretty much right behind the shoulder, angled through, and just buried deep in his, buried deep in his offside shoulder, like, fucking destroyed the knuckle. Clipped the heart, it looked like. I mean, it was an awesome shot. Fucking bragger. Bragger. I don't like that word. I need to come up with fucking arrogant cunt. That's what I'll call myself. No, I don't know. Anyway, it was a good shot. It worked out. It was fucking awesome. I was excited. Not a giant bear, but I didn't give a shit. I ended up giving the hide to a guy. I just wanted the meat. So anyway, that was pretty awesome. The whole trip was fucking unreal. I did, no shit, eat double helpings pretty much every night of the heaviest fucking, like, three pieces of bread with butter, and then two helpings of whatever, goulash, and then like 18, not 18, but like 3 or 4 cookies a night. Like, I was hammering that, boys. I was hammering. The accommodations were unbelievable. The food was unbelievable. The hunting was unbelievable. Even the moose guys, I was telling them, I was like, fuck, I've been to Alberta like 3 times, 18 fucking days. I've only had 1 bull within shooting distance. And so the densities must be better there, or you boys are just lucky I'm not hunting. The moose heard I was coming, though. They shut down a bit. Jake Shutdowns is on scene, but he doesn't have a tag, so, they still let a few of them get dead. All right, now for the coup de grace, for the moment you've all been waiting for, the stupidity of my travel. And honestly, a fucking public service announcement for all you cocksuckers out there getting ready to travel to Canada. The border's open. Let them in. Let the unvaxxed in. All right, boys. You best be fucking making some phone calls. I'm gonna post this on my page, I think, because what happened to me is I didn't take my vaccine card. That old fucking piece of shit, And who needs that bucket? I don't even want to admit that I have it. So I don't need that fucking thing. No COVID restrictions on your trip, it said when I booked. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. No masks, no nothing. This is hallelujah. So I get on my phone the night before the flight, go to check-in, and to proceed, it says, provide proof of vaccination. I was like, nope, don't have it. Well, it won't let you proceed. So I clicked on it, and it says, I fucking long bullshit, but I think what it said is, if you're a non-citizen and unvaxxed, you can't come in, which I did not know that. Like, the fucking U.S., cunts. Like, what the fuck, Like, you guys are douchebags. All right, so I was like, fuck it. I'll just check in when I get there. I don't give a shit. They do it anyway. So I get there. We walk through the line. It's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. Walk through the line. Get up there. Okay, lady's super nice. Bags. She's checking me in. She's like, can I see your proof of vaccination? I said, I don't have it. She goes, what do you mean you don't have it? You have to have it to get back into the United States. I said, No, you don't. She goes, no, well, you don't need it to get up here, but you have to have it to get back. I'm like, no, that's not right either. That's fucking... I said, ma'am, I just got back from Africa 2 months ago. I said, I flew into the United States. Because she's telling me, she's like, well, yeah, you don't need it when you're in the United States, but when you're coming from a foreign country, you got to have it. I said, no, it's wrong. You're wrong. You're fucking wrong. So, all the people behind me are so fucking mad. They're like, come on. I'm like, ma'am, you don't need it. I just keep going back. I just got back from fucking Africa. She's like, well, that's an international flight. I said, what is this? Is this not international? Just because we're on fucking the same continent, it's still international, right? Maybe it's not. I fucking don't know. That doesn't make any sense. I can come from fucking Scurvyville, Africa. The fucking home of the fucking plague or whatever. I can come from there unvaxxed, no shots, no nothing. Where the water will kill you. I can't come back from fucking Canada. Bullshit. I said, get your boss out here. So she goes in the back. She comes out and she says, I just called our regional manager, regional fucking security. He says, you gotta have it. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, how about a picture of it? She's like, that'll work. I'm like, oh Jesus. So I stand up over in line so she can help some other people. It is 12 o'clock in the morning at home. 12 o'clock in the fucking morning at home. So I call my wife like 8 fucking times. No answer. I call my mother, because I don't have the card with me. It's in my fucking shed, you know, back at my man cave. Call my mom. No answer. Call my mom. No answer. Fucking, this time I'm like, fuck it. My dad never shuts his fucking ringer off. That cocksucker will be fucking hunting deer and the fucking ringer will go off. It drives me crazy. I've hunted coyotes with him and I fucking start hearing, ring, ring. I'm like, what? And he's over there. He answers the motherfucker. I'm like, all right. Well, my dad will answer. He'll be fucking mad. He'll be like, what the fuck do you want? He doesn't answer. So now I'm like, what the fuck? So then I got to thinking. I was like, all right, well, I came to Canada a year ago. Maybe I took a fucking picture of it on my phone. Like, what are the odds that I kept it? So I scroll through my goddamn photos. I find a picture of it from the last time I was up in Canada when I did the fucking arrive Canada bullshit. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Woo! I'm like, all right, ma'am. I found a picture of it, you know? She's like, all right. So she checks me in. She never checked it. She never looked at it. She never fucking even asked to see it. I never even showed it to her. I never even thought about it until I fucking walked away. She just clicked the button saying that I had it. So that's a fucking, that's something to tell you guys. This is the kind of shit that goes on when you're traveling internationally. Okay? Fucking international. Oh, God. So then I'm pissed. You know, I'm fucking mad. Of course, I'm texting my family like, hey, I'm alive. I'm not in trouble. Everything's fine. Because, you know, I left them a... I never left them any voicemails. Because I didn't want to say fuck 13 times on their... It does... It gets fucking better. All right? It gets better. All right. So we go through security, do our thing, flying out of Deer Lake. No big deal. Get on the plane. I had another guy come up to me. He's like, I heard they're giving you shit about the vaccine. He goes, they didn't even ask me for mine. And a couple of buddies that were, he's like, yeah, they didn't ask me for mine. I was like, what the fuck? You know? I guess I just look like an unvaxxed. I just got that look. You know, I'm not pale. I've got fucking some meat on my bones. Can you see blood clots inside a human? I don't know. I know. Not funny. All right, get on that plane. All is good. Going home. Fly over to Toronto. And this is where shit goes sideways. I'm just going to give you a fucking... Do not fly in, out, or around Toronto. Fuck Toronto. Because on the way up, I flew to Montreal. I had zero problems. Zero. Toronto can suck my balls. It's the dumbest fucking thing in the world. So you get off the fucking plane. You go, you find your flight on the fucking giant. These screens are the biggest I've ever seen. You know, the big blue screens with the arrivals on them and departures. I mean, it's the biggest one I've ever seen. It's probably like 30 feet long and like 8 feet tall. I'm like, what the fuck? This thing's giant. And not alphabetized, not like, just like, I don't know, maybe it was per time. I don't, you know, I'm like Denver should be in this first screen. What the fuck? We got A, we got D, we got Z, we got J. What the fuck? So I'm all over the place. So I finally find it. All right. So then I go to the gate, or, you know, go towards where I'm supposed to be going, F, whatever. And then you get in this line, this giant fucking line. It's a security line. You're going through security. And I'm like, what the fuck are we going through security here for? Because what I've done on my other, I've only flown international a couple times. I'm no expert. I've gone to Mexico and I've gone to Africa. Usually you go through this shit when you get to the States. And it's a pain in the ass there, too. But, I mean, this fucking line is giant. Oh, God, we go weaving back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, what in the... And there's people in line like, my flight boards in 20 minutes. That one lady, we're walking up to the line, to the back of the line. And the one lady goes up to this cocksucking, this cunt, you know. And she's like, ma'am, and she's like a TSA agent or whatever, ma'am, my flight's in 20 minutes, or my flight board's in 25 minutes. And the lady doesn't miss a beat, and she just goes, you're going to miss it, and just walks off. I'm like, Jesus Christ, the fucking hospitality in Toronto, it's unmatched, it's unfucking heard of. Like, all right, well, I got 2 hours, we should be fine. Then we saw another gal that was like, oh, 30 minutes, you'll be fine. You'll be through in 30 minutes. No problem. No problem. 30 minutes. Ah, oh, fuck, I got 2 hours. I'm good. I'm good. We stand in line. I don't know how long. It was a fucking the slowest security I've ever been in my life. And luckily, there was a gal there that all the men were just... Don't get me wrong, I noticed her. She was wearing like this, I don't even know. It was like a fucking, like a onesie, like a nightgown, but it was like stylish. It was like a nightgown looking thing. No bra, absolutely no bra. Of course, I saw it right off. And I was like, all right, don't be a creeper. You know, I didn't want to put my sunglasses on. And, but it was fun to watch. It was fun to crowd watch while you're walking through there. Every fucking guy. We're all the same. We're all fucking scumbags. I caught, there was 30 guys. And they ranged from about 12 to my age to like 65. Walking with their wife, you know. They did, the 65-year-olds, they didn't even fucking hide it. They were just like, oh yeah. You know, fucking wife, she's not even paying attention to him. She's talking about Florida or some shit. Ah, it was good times. We finally get through the fucking line. And I don't know, it took an hour. I was like, oh, Jesus. So then I'm like, all right, well, we should be good now because we'll go through customs when we get to the U.S. I was fucking wrong again. So we come to the back of another fucking giant line. Same setup, you know, the black ropes back and forth, just fucking packed full of fucking people. And at the beginning, you know, they got those kiosks. They got like 5 of them. And only 2 of them worked. Luckily, we didn't need to go there, I guess, because we're U.S. citizens. We jump in line. And I'm not shitting you. There was only 4 people working at the booths. There was a couple more by the time we got. So we're weaving back and forth. And now it's getting close. Like, it's getting... I'm like, I'm going to start freaking out when it gets to be a half hour away from boarding. And I'm about a half hour away. I'm like, fuck, I am nowhere near close. Well, finally, this lady comes by. And we're towards the front of the line, but we're not in the front. She's like, you got to fill out this form online. And then you can jump the line. And so we're on there. On the app, you know, downloading the app, fucking answering all the questions. So we get out of the line, go to the... And so she had told us all to do it. So now the speedy line is about the same length as what we were before. I was a little ahead. I'll be honest. I was a little ahead of where I was, which is good. And they've only got 2 people on that end taking people. And at this point, it is, my plane has fucking started. I got the message. I'm at the, you know, I'm like 8 people back. I get the message saying, hey, your plane is boarding. Like, oh my God. So one of the guys I was hunting with, he's up front and his buddy goes and they've got firearms. So they're like taking the TSA agents in the back. You know, everybody's super pissed because everybody's going to miss their flight. The guy up front, he's got a firearm. I said, I don't have a firearm, dude. Let me cut you. My plane is boarding right now. And of course, everybody in front of me is, this old lady's like, my plane's boarding too. I just fuck it. He goes, come on, dude. I just cut that bitch. I said, saya fucking nara. Ran through customs. Of course, they still asked me a bunch of fucking questions. Got through there. Went to one of them giant blue screens. Saw my gate. I thought... Took off fucking sprinting in my, and I didn't bring any shoes. I'm wearing my boots to save weight because I was maxed out on my weight. I think I already talked about it. I am sprinting through the fucking airport, which I fucking hate to begin with. You know, that whole fucking Home Alone bullshit. Sprinting through the... I did get to do one fun thing. I did get to run on one of those... I don't know, those... Not an escalator, but like the walking sidewalks. I've always wanted to sprint on one of those and feel like a goddamn Kenyan. You know what I mean? Like, just feel like the fastest fucker in the world. So that was kind of cool. So I go just sprinting across there. I get to the farthest fucking reaches of this airport. I'm like, God damn, I can't believe Denver's flying out of this, I mean, fucking hole. I get to the gate that I thought it was, and it says Cleveland. I'm like, ma'am, I said, this isn't Denver? And she just goes, Denver? Nah, this is Cleveland. I don't know where Denver's at. She's like, fucking, you're an idiot. I mean, I'm telling you, I went down like these giant long hallways, and my plane is supposed to take off in like 20 minutes. So, you know, they say 15 minutes before they shut the doors. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So I take off sprinting backwards. I find a blue sign and I see that it's not F83, it's F53. I don't know. I'm certain I fucked up and just saw the wrong number, but God, I swear I checked it because I wasn't in as big, like, I don't know. 53 is on the far, like, I have to go back to where I had started and keep going. So I am fucking marathoning through this fucking airport, realizing that the fucking 18 cookies I'd been eating every night was not, like, I didn't need physical fitness for the hunt. I needed to be in shape for this, and I wasn't. I wasn't, folks. I was not. I did not earn my hunt. I was fucking out of breath. I get to the gate, and I mean, there's like three people in line. I'm drenched in sweat. Fucking drenched in sweat. You know, out of breath, like, I made it. Don't shut the door. Don't worry, I'm the limo driver. You know, that fucking number. And so I get on the plane. Thank Christ, you know. Like, oh, yes, I made it. I made it. And get sat down. The captain comes on. Oh, folks, we're missing about 35% of our passengers, so we're going to sit here for a few minutes and see if they show up. I'm like, bullshit we are, sir. We're going. I made it, fucker. If they didn't, they didn't try hard enough. Like, no. And of course, my next flight is like a fucking 45-minute layover. My God, I really fucking did the... You need to pay attention to my stupidity, because when you're booking, don't just book the cheapest goddamn flight you can find. Find one with the right layovers, okay? Or maybe minimize the layovers. So we sit on the tarmac for 30 minutes, which wasn't too bad. He's like, we'll try to make it up in air, folks. We take off, you know, like, oh God. 3 hours later, we land in Denver, and my next plane boards in, what was it? It was, yeah, about 20 minutes. We haven't even got off the plane yet. And I'm thinking, Denver to Rapid, fuck, this thing's going to be in a, like, I'm going to have to take that fucking tram, or whatever it's called, you know, the train or whatever. I'm going to have to go to, like, I'm in probably A, and it's probably in Z. Like, fuck. But luckily, as we're wheeling in, I'm like, oh, my, and I got a message. We're pulling into, like, A49, and I see my gate is A39. I was like, thank you, Lord. So I got off the plane. I strolled right over to that fucking gate like I had fucking planned it just right. I got on that fucking plane and I said, God damn it, I'm good at this shit. I am the best traveler in the fucking world. And then I fell asleep listening to Bill Burr scream at me because I was tired. Ah. God, it's fun though, right? It's a story that I'll tell for years. Right now I'm kind of pissed off, but no, I'm not. I'm 5 minutes from home, and I'm about to wrap this bitch up. I've got about a month before I have any real crazy hunting going. Well, not, I don't got really anything crazy coming up. I got some whitetails, late season elk, and, you know, whatever. I don't have anything crazy. I don't have any... All right. I got cut off. I didn't realize that you could only go for an hour on here. I think it was because I was on airplane mode. I didn't want anybody to interrupt my story. But I made it through. I made it through the whole story without it getting cut off. And I'm almost home. Can't wait to see the kids. See the wife. Give her a kiss. Slap her on the ass. Give her a wink. You know? Things to come, baby. I'm a moron. I can say stupid shit like that because she doesn't listen to this podcast. Actually, it's funny. The other day we were talking on the phone. She goes, I fell asleep the other night listening to your podcast. Like, you know, it is awful soothing. You know, my the soothing sounds of Jake. I'm so loud and yelling all the time at home, saying the F word, that she's gotten so used to it that she needs it, folks. She needs it to fall asleep at night. That's troubling. I will not lie. That's troubling. Ah, fuck. I can't wait. All right, I'm getting off here. I'm pulling into the driveway. Looks like I beat my family home, so I'm going to get unloaded. And, yeah, go back to real life. Go back to work, as you cocksuckers like to tell me all the time. I wonder where you got that from. I don't know. I guess I'll just end this by saying, what do I usually say? God damn it. That's not funny. Fuck off and go back to work.